Instead, we're going to go back to the beginning of the daf. We're going to talk about Sifsoysof Doifavos Begever and just talk out a little bit of raid. I thought we had the hang of it until the last two. But either way, Zuck, going back to a little bit of raid. And that is, we learned the classic Gemara. Again, a Gemara that comes up a lot, certainly in the world of raid. And that is this idea that David HaMelech davened to the Eibishter. He said, "Yirotzin sheyoymru dvar shmua mipi ba'olam hazeh." Why is that? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, kol Talmud Chacham sheyoymrin dvar shmua mipi ba'olam hazeh. Any Talmud Chacham to whom they say a dvar shmua ba'olam hazeh, sif soysov is doivavois bekefer. We've mentioned many times that Rabbi Reuven Margolis, amongst the many, many svarim that he wrote a sefer called Shem Olam. Now, the mission statement of the Sefer Shem Olam is that wherever you find a Chazal, that Chazal brought a machlokes, whether it's a Gemara in Talmud Bavli, in Yerushalmi, it's a Medrash, but Chazal knew that there were two Tanoim or Amiram that argued the point, but they didn't know who said what. Chad Amar this way, and Chad Amar that way. So Rabbi Reuven Margolis wrote a Sefer where he tried to be machriya and figure out Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar. Well, which one did Rav say and which one did Shmuel say? And the Sefer is mamish brilliant on a whole different level. This is the Sefer that Reuven Margolis had a haskama from Reb Chaim Aluzer Shapiro, the Heilige Michas Aluzer, where he said, quote, "Ube'emes hu chibur nifla l'shem oylam u'leteferes ki be But either way, as a hakdama to this sefer Shem Olam, so Rabbi Reuven Margolis wrote a very, very long psicha, and he talks about the concept of saying over Torah in the name of somebody else. And really, the theme is this idea of Sifsoysof Doifavos Bekever. He gets involved in different halachic discussions, and this is a lot of raid that we've spoken about over the years. Right in the beginning, literally in the psicha, Sif Katan Aleph, this is the Beis Amid Aleph, in the Sefer Shem Olam, so Rabbi Reuven Margolis quotes a Yerushalmi. Now this Yerushalmi is in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Brachas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, here in Gilyon HaShas, is already mitzayin this Yerushalmi, Ayin Yerushalmi, Rosh Perak Beis, the Brachas, and it really mirrors the Gemara that we learned, albeit with some shinuyim. So the Gemara brings the story that we had in today's daf, with Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Lazar, and Yeshua Ben Nun, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Gemara gets involved, and talks about this opinion of Sifsoysof Doivavos Bekever, and the Gemara says as follows. It says, Reb Chanina bar Papi v'Reb Simon. Reb Chanina bar Papi and Reb Simon, they had a machloikis, what exactly the mashal is for Sifsoysof Doivavos Bekever. So the Gemara already brought a pasuk in our sugya. It says, V'chikech kiyein hatoiv hoylech l'doidi l'meisharim doivav sifse yeshenim. The Gemara compared the Sfasayim of the Talmud Chacham, who's Bekever, to the Koymer Shal Anovim. And just like the Koymer Shal Anovim, if somebody would touch, literally put his etzpa on the Anovim, the wine would start oozing out. That somehow is the mashal. It's a cryptic mashal. But that somehow is the mashal to this idea of Sifsoysof Doivavos Bekever. But the Gemara over here brings the machlokes. Rab Chanina bar Papi for Rab Simon. Chad Amar once said that if you want to explain a little bit better and understand Sifsoysof Doivavos Bekever, it's Kadein de Shasi Kunditan. It's think of someone who drank kunditin. V'charona Omar, the other one said, Kodein de Shasi Chamar Atik. It's like somebody that drank aged wine. Well, what does this all mean? Afagavtu Shasi Le Taime Bepume. Even after you finish drinking it, you still taste a little bit. So if somebody would drink aged wine, even after he finishes, he can make the Al HaGefen, the Al Pri HaGefen, he still is going to have a little bit of a taste. He's going to taste it. If somebody drinks kunditun, he's also going to taste a little bit. So there was a machloikis, Rabbi Chanina bar Papi and Rabbi Simon, Chadama once said that you want to understand Sifsoysof Doivavos Bekever, think of someone that drinks kunditun. Even after he drinks kunditun, he still tastes the kunditun a little bit. Or if he still tastes the kunditun a little bit, that's the Talmud Chacham, that's Bekever, that's this idea of Sifsoysof Doivavos Bekever, that he still has a little bit the taste of kunditun inside his mouth. The other one said, that you want the proper mashal, the mashal is not kunditun, but rather the mashal is going to be yayin yashin. That's what the mashal is going to be. That just like a person after he drinks aged wine, he still tastes a little bit, so too, this Talmud Chacham, Sifsoysof Doivavos Bekever, he still has the time of the yayin yashin inside his mouth. So, Frank Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that this Gemara is mamish, avi avois from the chidoy stumos in Shas. It's in Yerushalmi, it's not in Bavli, but it's a chidoy stuma. Machloikis, is it kunditun? or is it Yayin Yosha? First of all, what is Kunditun? And second of all, why are we talking about it? And like, what's this machlokes over here? He held it's Kunditun. He held it was Yayin Yosha. It's a kedarke b'kodesh. Said Rav Reuven Margolis, a dover nifla. He says, if you look in all the Rishonim that explain what exactly is Kunditun. So I'm reading from the Pirish from the Baal Sefer Charedim. So the Charedim are the Pirish in Yerushalmi, and on some editions in the Yerushalmi, it's on the side. So he says as follows, what exactly is Kunditun? Kunditun is a beverage that's made of wine, but it also had honey, and it also had pilpulin, different spices. That's some sort of mixed drink, right? So wine is wine. But as it relates to Kunditun, it was a taruvis. There was yayin, there was dvash, and there was pilpulin. Said Rav Reuven Margolis, the emes is, there's a mesechta soifrim, a brais a mesechta soifrim, perik de zayin, aloch zayin, that says, quote, hamishna nimshala l'yayin, v'hashas nimshala l'kunditun. It says, what's the pshat? Wine is wine. This is what it is. It's very straightforward. This is the product. Kunditun is a taruvos. It's made up of a whole bunch of different things. He says a mishnah is a very straightforward halacha. That's what a mishnah is. However, as it relates to yayin, yayin is a taruvos. It has yayin in it, but it also has dvash and it has pilpulin. So he says mishnah, which is very straightforward. It's a halacha psuka. It's nimshalol yayin. But shas, that has all the havayis, the havayis v'rava, and it has all the lumbis and all the pilpulin. So that's already nimshal to something that's murkav midvash, yayin pilpulin, and that's why shas is compared to kunditun. So he says, if that's the case, yesh loymar, that it could be, there's a tremendous machloikis over here. And this machloikis isn't just a machloikis, is it yayin yoshan, or is it kunditun? You know what the machloikis is? He says, yesh lachkar, in the world of sifsois of doivavois bekefer. So, somebody said a chiddush. Chassam Sofer, he says an unbelievable chiddush. We say over a Torah from the Chassam Sofer, Sifsois of David Weiss Bekever. But what would be if the Chassam Sofer said over something that he heard from his Rebbe the Afla, or from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, and you say over that I saw in the Chassam Sofer, it's in Torah's Moshe, it's a Dover Nifla, it's not Shaykh. He says over something that he heard from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. So Rav Nosson Adler's Fosayim are going to be David Weiss Bekever. He said that's Pashit. But the question is, what about the Chassam Sofer? Is his lips also going to be zoicha to sasoy slaves bekever? Does it have to be your chiddush? What if you're only the messenger? What if you're only the person that's saying over the Torah? What's going to be the halach over there? Are you going to be zoicha to that, or you're not going to be zoicha to that? So Arur Magola said that I made a nifladiga observation. This Gemara of Sefsoy Sadoi Vais Bekever, one of the reasons we talk about it a lot, because it comes up a lot, right? This Gemara is mentioned in a few different places. If you look in the Gemara Masechtis Sanhedrin, Perik Chelik, Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, the Gemara says as follows, Kol mi shenemra halocha b'shmoy ba'olam hazeh, sifsoysav doiva vayis bekever. If you look in our Gemara that we just learned today, Yevamis Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Kol mi shenemra sh'oymim dvar shmua mipiv ba'olam hazeh, sifsoysav doiva vayis bekever. What's the difference between halocha and shmua? Halocha is you saying a vart. You're giving me something. You're telling me something that you are mechadish. A shmua means you're saying something you heard. It's miloshin shmia. That's what a shmua is. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, maybe there's a diktuk over here in the two lashonis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, you say a dvar halacha, it's mashma a little bit, it has to be your chiddush. But from the lashon HaGemara, Mesechtes Yevamis, that kol tamud chacham sho'imrin dvar shmua mipiv. What's a shmua? I heard it, and now I'm saying it over. So you see, it doesn't have to be your chiddush. And if the Chassam Sofer says it over from that floor from Nos and Adler, does haste oichit on his shmua? It's not his halacha, but it's his shmua, and therefore it's going to be sifsoys of David Weiss Bekever. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, maybe that's pshat, and that's the way we resolve this riddle. So we have over here Yerushalmi in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Brachos. Rav Chanina bar Papi and Rav Simon Chad Amar sifsoys of David Weiss Bekever is kaden de shasi kunditun. The Charon Amar, the other one said it's kaden de shasi chamar atik. What's the difference between the aged wine and the kunditun? The difference is the aged wine. That's the Mishnah. That's, you're just saying over something that's very, very straightforward. As opposed to the kunditun, that's the pilpul. So he says, could be the mandama that said kunditun holds that you have to say over a pilpul. You have to say over a chiddush. If I'm just saying over a dvar shmua, I'm just saying over something that I heard from my Rebbe, that's not going to be enough. So what's the mashal? It's kadein de shasi kunditun. Because it has to be a halacha. It has to be some sort of a chiddush. The mandama that said that it just has to be Man de shasi chamar atik. It's all it needs. The mushal is aged wine. Aged wine. Mishnah. All it is, you're saying over a halacha psuka that the nimshal then would be that it has to. A shmua in and of itself would be enough. And he says it could be the dikta kaloshen, where you find in one place halacha and the other place shmua. That is exactly what's happening this Yerushalmi. Is the mashal kadein the shasi chamar atik, or is the mashal kadein the shasi konditon? Either way, ein beis medrash b'lei chiddush as it relates to this halacha. One of the things that he says here in the psicha, also a davar chadash, again, something we point out a lot as you go through Gemara. Something right, there's certain things you notice when you go through Gemara quickly. So there's certain things you notice, and one of them is you notice that very often you find tanam they settle the things in the name of their father. Right? We just had a Gemara recently. The Gemara said Amar Rav Mari Baruch. Rav Mari Baruchel said the halacha is like Shmuel. Shmuel was Rav Mari Baruchel Zayda. It's not so posh that a person could just call the Zayda by his name. Bnei Banim Kibanim. It's not 100% posh, but you find this a lot where you find it with different Tanam and Mayram that they would mention their father by name. How do you like to mention your father by name? It's something that's aser. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Hilchas Kibud Aveim. So how were these Tanam and Mayram able to do it? So he said Vaistois. They understood the schus of Sifsois of Doivois Bekever. And they understood it on such a level that it was Kedai, that the Tata's name should be mentioned in Beis Medrash, and you can mention their parents' name. So it's Poshit, he says to him, that's the reason. It's based on having a deep understanding of what it means Sifsois of Doivois Bekever. And they would violate this halacha. Obviously, there's a heter to do it. But all right, they did it. But the point is that was the impetus to do it. The impetus to do it is that they felt that to be Mekayim, this Indian of Sif Sif, David Weiss Bekever, this was something that they looked a little bit away from. That's the first Sara.